Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, thunder, thunder and lightning. The Root is on fire here on USA Radio Network. The war machine is with you. It shows you how far our nation has fallen. Listen, I've talked about Ukraine almost the whole first 2 hours. So I'm going to move away to some other topics now. I've had enough of Ukraine. Personally, I don't care what happens much in Ukraine. I mean, always I care. I care about every country in the world, and I care about America's credibility around the world. But could you and I live if Ukraine belongs to the Russians? Sure. Sure we could. Taiwan's a whole nother story. I talked about that, now we're number one, too. Taiwan's a whole other story because all the semiconductors and all the important, valuable pieces of the computer chips that run our cars and our cell phones and everything are all made in Taiwan. If China got hold of those, they could literally blackmail us. They could literally say, we now control them. We're not giving them to you anymore unless you give us A, B, C, and D, all the natural resources of A, B, C, and D belong to us now, and there's nothing you can do about it. But if you're nice to us and you give us all that, we'll send you a few chips. We'll make sure a few cars still run. I mean, you don't know what China could do to us. This was so dumb of America to allow China to be in such control because we buy so many products from China. And now if you let China take over Taiwan, it'll be the most important product in the world. It would be all the computer chips that are hard to make, and no one in America makes them because they're so tiny. But it just goes to show you how far we've fallen that a governor has to do this. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who, by the way, you know, again, he's a bit of a rhino, but boy, has he done great things of late. Boy, has he done great things of late because, of course, he's worried about winning. So when they're worried about winning, or I should say worried about losing in a primary, in particular Alan West, if you're worried about losing, you're willing to suddenly see the light and be a huge conservative. He's suddenly a huge conservative. So Abbott directs Texas agencies to investigate sex change procedures for trans youths as child abuse. Well, I couldn't agree more. Of course it's child abuse. How does this ever go on? It's how bad it's gotten. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, again, rhino. Even he knows. He's ordered state agencies to investigate reports of gender dysphoric children undergoing sex change procedures as child abuse. The governor said under Texas law, doctors, nurses, and teachers are required to report instances of alleged abuse and that there are criminal penalties for licensed professionals who fail to do so. In other words, here's the issue. Look. You know, this is where I'm so open-minded. You know, I'm so open-minded on gay issues. I couldn't care less. You want to be gay? Go be gay. You want to make love to doorknobs? Go make love to doorknobs. I don't care. As long as it doesn't affect my life. But where it crosses into affecting my life, let's start with this one. I have two daughters. I have two sons. If there's a man that wants to walk into the ladies' room, not around me, buddy. I'll knock you out. If there's a man that wants to play ball with my daughters on the ball field, take away their scholarships and take away their spot on the team and travel with them on the road and stay in their hotel room because he says, I swear I identify as a woman. Buddy, ain't gonna happen. And if you are a man who thinks he's a woman, who's confused and wants to change your sex, I don't care. as long as you pay for your own operation. But when you join the army so that Uncle Sam's going to pay for your sex change operation and your hormone therapy, all of which together costs $150,000, that I draw the line. Now you're affecting my life as a taxpayer and the military readiness of the United States of America. And then this one is the worst one of all of them that Abbott's talking about. When you have these liberal scumbags in school, these teachers who are communists, who have their own problems of whether they know if they're male or female, and they start to brainwash your children and say, don't tell your mom and dad, I'm with you, I think you're not a man, you're not a boy, you're a girl, you're not a girl, you're a boy, and we're going to convince you to have a sex change operation without mommy and daddy knowing. Just like I've never, to me, abortion's never been a huge issue. I do believe that abortion should be limited at a certain place. There's a heartbeat, and from that point on, it's a child, and it's a person, and you can't have abortions late stage. But other than that, I've never been that, unhinged over abortion. But when you say that a child at school should be counseled to get an abortion and not tell their mother and father, you can't have a hangnail without getting mommy and daddy's permission. But you're going to let a girl get an abortion. That's crazy. Without permission from parents. That's amazing. Without telling them. Crazy. So that's where it crosses the line. It's not conservative. It's not liberal. It's common sense. And it's bad stuff. I'm drinking water because I'm starting to lose my voice a little bit in the beginning of the third hour. So much talking every day. Here's another one. Another one about the insanity going on in America. Dear American taxpayers, the CDC is now spending $5,000 of your money on every minority who gets vaccinated for COVID. So here's the story. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, they've awarded a $6 million grant to teams in six states that are tasked with persuading visitors. Well, let me start with this. Large fleets of federally funded buses equipped with vaccination equipment are now roving the country in search of unvaccinated minorities who they can literally not just vaccinate, but bribe to get injected. So here's the $6 million grant. They're giving it to teams in six states that are tasked with persuading visitors to that bus to roll up their sleeves for a quick Fauci flu shot. This $6 million came from American taxpayers, and so far, about 1,200 minorities have been convinced to take the jabs, which amounts to a cost of $5,000 per person who complies. So this is all about the same goal of injecting minority communities with the COVID vaccine. Catherine Striley from the University of Florida, who's overseeing the project, said the areas targeted are places where healthcare skepticism is common and vaccination rates are low. And so all this is about is let's just offer all kinds of bonuses and incentives to people who don't know anything about the vaccine, who have never heard any of the dangers of the vaccine, and we're never going to allow them to know how many people have died from the vaccine, how many people are disabled from the vaccine, how many people in the future might die from the vaccine. We want them to be as ignorant as possible, and we want to incentivize them. Think about the early days of the COVID vaccine. Lotteries where you could win $1 million. You enter a lottery if you get the vaccine. Or they gave away free casino rooms in Las Vegas and free restaurant certificates and free pot. If you get the vaccine, you get free pot at a dispensary. Did it ever occur to you that if a vaccine needs you to offer people money to take it, that there's something really wrong and really bad? Did that ever occur to any of you? Are people so dumbed down that they don't know? They get giddy at the thought, if I get the vaccine, I'm entered into a $1 million lottery and someone's going to win $1 million. You got to be kidding me. Oh, my gosh. Ron DeSantis, by the way, gave a speech at CPAC, and it sounded like a presidential stump speech. The crowd was on its feet even before DeSantis took the stage. The guy is amazing, amazing. And he welcomed them to Florida. It's going on in Orlando, Florida, so it's his state. He said, CPAC, let me welcome you to the freest state in the United States. And he launched it to a fire and brimstone defense of law enforcement, conservative values, fiscal responsibility, low taxes, and liberty in Florida, while literally deriding woke cancel culture in blue states. At one point, he reiterated the point that folks are flooding into Florida to escape blue states and swelling registered Republicans from 300,000 fewer registered Republicans to now 82,000 more registered Republicans and Democrats. So in a couple of years, he's changed the entire demographic of Florida. And he struck a defiant tone, referring to pandemic lockdowns as a Faustian dystopia. He continued to define the battlegrounds in the culture wars, saying later, we're not going to let Florida become Portland, Oregon. And in Florida, we reject the biomedical security state. He got a standing ovation when he said, we reject vaccine passports and mandates. He touted his strong record on liberty. And he reminded the crowd that he called Florida legislature to a special session to pass laws nullifying Biden's oppressive pandemic mitigation policies. And he wouldn't use the name Biden. He called it the Brandon administration. He reminded the raucous crowd that Florida legalized vaccine passport exemptions so expansive that virtually no employee in Florida would not be able to take advantage of them. We stood for freedom and liberty, and the result is Florida defeated Fauciism. And he got a standing ovation. He then did a devastating rundown of President Joe Biden's failures. Ron DeSantis is a real thing. If Trump runs, I think DeSantis should be the VP. This guy's great. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life, and the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat, and I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to EnergizedHealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Zone. Ukraine and Taiwan are the current danger zone, and this show is a danger zone to liberals, no question about it. Run for your lives if you're a liberal, because you're going to hear common sense and raw truth on this show. The root's on fire, and it will scare you, it will singe you, it will burn you if you're liberal. Sponsor of this show, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies show it helps with many other ailments, including healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, which makes the most high-quality CBD you've ever seen, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled small business. Go SonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose Go SonsOfLiberty.com. No more pills. Vitamin D3 Spray. Say WAR15 or use the code WAR15. Input WAR15 at GoSonsOfLiberty.com and get 15% off forever. On every product forever. So I mentioned when we're going to break that Canadian tyrants were shuttering 39 trucking businesses, and they were also grabbing vehicles and selling them. But I'm not done yet with what they're doing in Canada. Proposed Canadian law, proposed, it's not passed yet, but would penalize intent to commit online hate speech. It's not penalizing online hate speech. It's penalizing the intent. Who has the intent? You could argue everyone has the intent. You can't prove who does or doesn't have the intent. This is legislation making its way through Canadian Parliament that would allow citizens to be taken to court and penalized if they were suspected of simply intending to post hate speech online. And the law encourages Canadians to report other Canadians to the authorities for intent to post hate speech online and allows courts to punish Canadian citizens for things they haven't done yet. Just incredible. This is, remember that Tom Cruise movie? I can't remember the name, Tom Cruise movie, but it was all about arresting people for crimes they were thinking in their mind they might do. So if you think about murdering someone, you're arrested for thinking about murdering. If you're thinking about robbing, the thought police arrest you for thinking of robbery. Alarming aspects of this new law include, number one, a fuzzy definition of hateful speech. They don't tell you what it really means. You know how they define it? Stronger than dislike. What? Hate speech is stronger than dislike. Number two, encouraging citizens to report on one another. Creepy. Number three, the ability to punish people for something they haven't actually done yet. And under the proposed law, provincial courts may add penalties that they consider, get this, quote, desirable to secure the good conduct of the defendant, including having the defendant wear an electronic monitoring device, around your ankle, a device around your ankle, confining them to their home, and prohibiting them from consuming alcohol. This is insane. But again, I pointed this out yesterday, Canada has no constitution. The United States of America has a constitution. Canada has no constitution. There is no Amendment 1, meaning First Amendment, meaning free speech. There is no Second Amendment, meaning right to own a gun. There is no amendment against search and seizure. I mean, America, as bad as things are under Biden, you can't even compare America to Canada. Canada has become, just like Australia, New Zealand, and at times England, countries that do not respect human rights or civil rights. That's why we fought an American Revolution. Because the British then were by far the best nation in the world. Better than, France and Germany and Italy and Spain. But yet horrible compared to what we wanted in America. That police can't knock your door down without a warrant and just come in and shoot you. But Canada and England and Australia and New Zealand never changed those rules. That's why we fought a revolution and people died. We had a war. We killed British redcoats by the thousands over we wanted human rights and civil rights. And in Canada, all these years later, they don't have them. You better hope we still have them. You better be ready to fight for them. Because Biden would take them away from us in a split second. And, of course, his boss, Obama.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. 137 Ukrainian soldiers have died in the conflict with Russia. That's according to Ukraine's president. Ukraine's Minister of Healthcare reporting earlier that 60 people had died and about 170 were injured, with those numbers including medical workers. This as President Biden announced more sanctions against Russia. And as far as the message these sanctions are supposed to send, Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells NBC News,
Ultimately, the aggression needs to stop, and President Putin needs to pull back. But this is likely to take a long time. There's an immediate impact of these sanctions and the other measures that we've taken.
9 oil rig workers in southeast Texas are safe after a fire broke out and they had to be rescued by the Coast Guard. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
War Machine. That's the song War Machine. And I am your War Machine. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire here on USA Radio Network in the house that Root built. By the way, Lee Elsie, who is very often my guest host here whenever I get away, Lee Elsie is the man that I choose to be my guest host. He's got a great, great voice. I love Lee Elsie's voice. And I love his ideas, and I think he's great when I'm not around. He's the perfect guy to be Wainwright's guest host. And Lee, who will be guest hosting tomorrow, I believe, because I'm going to be away tomorrow in Dallas, Texas. Got a speech, got an event, got all kinds of things going on in Dallas, Texas this weekend. So I'm gone tomorrow. I'll be flying. I'll be in midair when this show is on. But Lee Elsie just texted me to tell me, yes, Wayne, that thing you were talking about, that movie where they arrest you for what's in your mind, was called Minority Report. That was the movie. The minute he said it, I knew it. I just was on the tip of my tongue. Minority Report with Tom Cruise, where they arrest you for what you're thinking. You know, if they ever arrested me for what I was thinking, oh, my God, you have no idea what I'm thinking all day long about liberals. Oh, I'd be under arrest 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But last I checked, what you think and what you do have no relation to each other. No relation. I'm sure that every man in America has had a really bad, sexy thought about women while he was married. But most men don't act on it. And the ones who do wind up divorced. So there's a big difference between thinking about it and acting on it. If you think about cheating on your wife, you're in no trouble. None. You didn't do anything wrong. If you cheat on your wife, you probably get your balls cut off. So there's a big difference between those two. You lose your money, you lose your family, and your balls, right? So big difference between cheating and thinking about it. Seeing a sexy woman on TV and going, ooh, I wish, wouldn't that be great? How do you compare that to doing it? So how can you get in trouble for the intent to write down hate speech in a social media post? Can you imagine? Canada's lost their mind. The United States lost its mind too, by the way, but Canada far worse. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Hero 2020. And I bring up Hero 2020 because retailers are talking all the time, the big news, about smash and grabs. It's at a crisis level. Every day in America, small businesses are under attack. Owners of retail stores are getting robbed, violence, trespassing, homeless people, high-value products and goods stolen. It's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned any retail store, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse to these thugs. Think about it. You know, if someone robs you, they're stealing every dress in your dress store. They're stealing all the jewelry in your jewelry store. You can't walk up to them and shoot them in the head. They purposely don't carry a gun, so your life wasn't in danger. You'd go to jail for murder. But if they're trying to rob your store and take everything that you've got, stealing your property, you walk up to them with Hero 2020, which is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can, and boom, you shoot it. And they can't breathe. They're lying on the floor, and they're struggling for their life. And I can't see. I can't breathe. And meantime, while they're lying there, guess who comes? The police come and arrest them. Or you make a citizen's arrest and wait for the police to come. They're in no shape to fight you. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies. No one gets seriously injured. Do what I did, protect yourself and your business, and get Hero 2020 today, hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allen Root for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. All right, we've got our guest, Larry Klayman. Larry Klayman, chairman of Freedom Watch, founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, that's his latest book, and also F.O. War, friend of war, friend of Wayne Allyn Root. Larry Klayman, how are you?
Hanging in there, Wayne.
Yeah, I mean, everyone asks me, how are you? Every friend in the world says, hey, Wayne, how are you? And I always go, I'm doing great, but the country is effed. And I'm sure that sums up how you're thinking too, right?
You're absolutely right. I mean, on top of everything else, now we have a war in Europe that is likely to spread. And we got a president who's brain dead and stupid and puts on sanctions that are meaningless. I mean, they're just poking the bear. You know, if you're going after the king, figuratively speaking, you better kill him. You better not wound him.
Yeah, well,
all this guy's doing, Biden is wounding Putin, and it's going to make him more upset, to put it mildly,
yeah,
and get him to react. They need to take the guy out. He needs to be taken out right now.
Yeah, but Larry, you can't take out, in other words, we can't have a war with Russia either. That's not another thing we don't want. The real answer was Donald Trump was peace through strength. It never would have happened under Trump. If Trump was reelected, they didn't steal the election, they would have never made this move on Ukraine because Trump would have threatened to bomb the hell out of Moscow or bomb the hell out of Russia.
Well, you're right about that.
Right?
You're right about that.
You just don't want it to start.
I'm not talking about waging nuclear war or a major war.
Right.
I'm talking
about taking out Putin.
Having the CIA take him out.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, though. Come on. Putin knows that, and he's not easily gotten to. Believe me, it's like getting to Biden. You're not getting to Biden so easily. You're not getting to Trump. You're not getting to...
He'll fall over and pass away of his own volition, I'm sure.
Right, Biden will, yeah. Yeah, but look at Trump. Trump was the most hated man in the history of the world. Also the most loved, by the way. But the most hated man by the left in history and the most hated man by our enemies. And nobody ever got near him. There wasn't even a single attempt on his life, thank God. So, I mean, it's hard to get a president of a country as powerful as Russia or the United States or China. So that's a tough one. But I agree with you that we're poking the bear, and it's going to lead to some really bad stuff. And it's scary. But you've got a book out about the scandal industry, and you call the scandal industry mainstream media. And tell us why you call it the scandal industry.
The first book that I wrote last year, it's not the first, it was the third, called It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. I was trying to make the point that we have to wage a revolution. We need a new government. You participated in a Third Continental Congress last July, Wayne.
Yes, I did.
I also was saying, turn off Fox News, turn off Newsmax, and get to work. Don't just view it as entertainment, that you actually have to do something proactive. You have to participate in trying to save this country. And that was the point, the scandal industry, because, you know, these networks, I mean, Newsmax is one example. Newsmax used to be middle to the road, maybe slightly left. You worked for it for a while, I know. Ruddy, who ran that, gave him, you know, $1 million to the Clinton Foundation. When he saw that Trump, you know, was thrown off by Fox, he sought to capitalize on that. That's just one example. It's for ratings. It's for advertising dollars. It is mesmerizing people. It's keeping them from actually getting up off the couch and doing something. And that's what I meant by it. And, of course, you have been harmed by CNN. Others have been harmed as well. And these people don't tell the truth. There's no point watching it anyway.
You know, one of the things I want to, you know, you and I get to talk honestly about things on the air. I always shoot raw truth, and I know you shoot raw truth. And so, you know, one of the things that scare me, you said you have to participate, you have to get in the game, and I agree with you, but I also like to think like my audience, Larry Klayman. And if I'm in my audience listening, I say, I enjoy Wayne, he's entertaining, he's great, I like what he says, but I don't really want to get involved anymore. This is my audience, I'm saying, in the back of their minds. Do I want to be involved in a protest and wind up in prison and not be able to feed my family and wind up being tortured in a prison? Do I want to go help the truckers in Washington, D.C. and wind up being arrested in Washington with no rights, no human rights, no civil rights, stuck in a prison, not able to see my lawyers or my friends in solitary 23 hours a day for a year and then get sentenced to 3 years in prison? Do I want to donate $1 to a conservative cause knowing that Biden will find it and come after me with government agencies? I believe all of this is happening, and they're doing it on purpose to stop us from participating. Your thoughts?
Absolutely, and that's what I write about in my book. In the beginning, the newest book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, because we need to wake up. You can get it at freedomwatchusa.org, amazon.com, all major booksellers online. I go through, right in the first chapter, the master plan of the left. One, take total control of the American people using COVID. Two, use my former alma mater that I was once proud of, the Department of Justice and its FBI, as a Gestapo to quell all dissent. Three, dump trillions of dollars into the economy so people don't want to work, destroying capitalism, rising inflation, and the consequences of that. Four, destroy Judeo-Christian values and ethics in the schools, teaching kids critical race theory, teaching them that homosexuality, transgenderism, and transsexualism is normal and is neat. You know, and a lot of kids don't really know, you know, whether they are or they aren't. They deserve their rights. And then letting them get sex change operations without telling their parents, paid for by Obamacare. Next, destroying our sense of sovereignty with regard to the border in terms of who's running across, drug traffickers, human traffickers, and terrorists. Next, the military. And we see the consequences of that today. China and Russia are far more powerful than we are, even with our allies, than our own military. And that's why Putin's in part able to do what he does right now. And he also knows that we have a brain dead president, frankly, who's weak and has no guts.
Did you hear what I was talking about right before you came on, which is that in Canada, they've got a bill before parliament. It's a proposal. It's not passed yet, but we know the way they think it probably will pass, to penalize the intent to commit online hate speech. The intent, just like the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Now it's what you think, not even what you do. If you think that Trudeau's a tyrant, then you should be under arrest and have your assets seized and your bank accounts frozen and your car sold off by the government. That's how bad it's getting in Canada. I want you to answer this question when we come back from the break, Larry Klayman. Could that happen in the United States of America with a constitution that we've got? They don't have one. With the First Amendment, could that happen in the United States? I want to get your answer when we get back. Larry Klayman, the author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. The scandal industry being the media. Give up on the mainstream media. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, Larry Klayman's my guest. My website's rootforamerica.com. We'll see you in a sec.
You know, I told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square. You will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hey, friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. We've got Larry Klayman with us. He is the author of a new book. I was talking about his old book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, and the scandal industry being the mainstream media. It's just one big giant scandal. They're liars, it's fraud, it's fake news, it's government propaganda, it's Democrat Party PR wing. But he's now got a new book. I knew he had a new book, and I knew I recognized the old name, so the new book is It Takes a Counter-Revolution. The other one was It Takes a Revolution. Now it's It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. So Larry, let me start with the question I left you with, and I'll get you a new book. I left you with the question, in Canada, they're getting ready to arrest you for the intent of hate speech. Not for hate speech, not for hurting someone physically. The intent of your words before you even done them. Could that happen in the United States with our Constitution to protect us? They don't have that there. Could that actually happen here?
It could and it will, Wayne. You know, like I do in your heart, that it will. And this is the thesis of my book, the two books. Thomas Jefferson said, federal judges and Supreme Court justices, unelected, unaccountable to the people, there for life would become despots and tyrants, not representing the interests of the American people, causing us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again about every 20 years or so. What I'm saying is because we don't have federal judges who will stand in the stead for the American people and enforce the Constitution, but in fact are part of the establishment and got on the bench through political campaign contributions and other forms of bribery, frankly, is that we are left defenseless. And that's why the American people need to rise up themselves. That's why truckers' strikes and whatever are helpful. January 6th was a noble, patriotic enterprise, in my view. 90% of the people or more were peaceful. And we need to do whatever we can. You know, peaceful civil disobedience. Martin Luther King did it. It worked with the civil rights movement at that time. Lech Walesa in Poland did it when they were able to break away from the Soviet Union. Of course, that rings true today because who knows, they may be going back to the USSR as the Beale wrote, you know, years ago. But there's power in the masses. And Jefferson also said, and I talk about this in my books, when it takes what will cause a revolution is a non-responsiveness to the people. And our Declaration of Independence says, when in the course of human events, the sovereign, the rulers, no longer represent the people, we have a right on the laws of nature and nature's God, not the law of the state, not the law of the king. to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. We have that right. We can do it again. If the masses rise up, they will have no choice. And I believe that the police and the military will follow us. They've been defiled. They've been assaulted. They've been battered. They've been killed. They've had it, too. They've had it, too. I believe they will support us in our effort to form a new government and to throw these crooks out. But we have to have courage. We can't be sitting on a couch watching cable news at night. We have to do something.
I know exactly how we can stop the Russians from taking over Poland. I've got it. I've got the idea. We just have to put a sign up created by Biden and Kerry at the border to Poland, and it says, no Russian troops allowed in if they're unvaccinated. Because that's how stupid these guys are. And the world is crumbling. We're at war, and the borders are open, and they left $85 billion on the ground in Afghanistan, and they're destroying our country with vaccine mandates. But the only thing that matters is if American embassy personnel wanted to escape to Poland, they had to be vaccinated. Can you imagine how insane these people are? How left and crazy and radical they are?
Well, you're right. I took a deposition this morning. It was like a Woody Allen movie. The deponents were wearing masks. The lawyers were wearing masks. They were mumbling. Did you ever see that movie, Bananas, with Woody Allen, the courtroom scene?
Yeah.
where they're trying him for sedition because he comes back as the equivalent of Fidel Castro to try to win back his former wife.
Okay.
And it starts off with Woody Allen saying, this is a travesty to the judge. A travesty of a mockery of a sham, of two travesties of a mockery of a sham, and there's not a single homosexual in the jury. And the judge goes, oh, yes, there is. And he says, well, who is that, the big guy on the right? This is what has been happening to our legal system. It's become a joke, and it doesn't defend the American people. And that's why we need to make some changes to our Constitution, minor changes, when we form a new government, and take immunity away from federal judges and Supreme Court justices and elect them. Don't get them on the bench on the basis of campaign contributions and other forms of bribery. Because without that, we are left defenseless. We have no choice but to wage a violent revolution.
You know what I noticed in Vegas? We're on the way out. We're on the run, but I want to mention this to Larry. In the last few days, I've gotten notes about fundraisers for judges in Las Vegas, and I must be on this list, and I get all the judges' fundraisers, and they've got the list of the committee who supports the judge, and they got in the committee by each giving lots of money, and all it is Joe Blow, Esquire, Jim Jones, Esquire, Mary Jones, Esquire. It's all lawyers who give money to the judge, and then they're going to come in front of the judge after she's reelected. How does that make any sense? Right. Pay to play. Of course it is. It's all pay to play. Larry Klayman, we are on the run. There's no pay to play on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I invite my favorite friends and the most brilliant conservatives and libertarians in America on the show. It takes a counter-revolution. Wake up, America. Go get his book. Good friend of mine, Larry Klayman. Great guy. Great patriot. He loves America like I do. And I love him. I think he's a great guy. Larry Klayman, it takes a counter-revolution. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all great places to go get his book. Larry, thank you for coming on, my friend.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, we'll be right back. God bless to all the great patriots like Larry Klayman and all of you listening right now. Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.